Okay, it is a pleasure to present the new GF project on the Green River Basin management and how it is foreseen on the part of monitoring and assessment. I suppose I will give more information about the aspects what we discuss in the morning and how will we have a more clear picture on the morning session and what this project will be covering in the future. Actually, the second phase project on the joint management of Green Basin is structured in the four components based on the priority measures from the Strategic Action Program, what was adopted by the Ministry of the Riparian Countries, Greece, Montenegro, Albania, North Macedonia, and Kosovo in April 2020. The main aim of this project is actually to implement the Strategic Action Plan through the improving the capacity of the key institution and stakeholders to efficiently implementation integrate natural resource and management in the transboundary drift basin. The goal will be to promote sustainable and climate resilient management on the basin's resource enabled by developing technical and policy tools and filling the gaps in the understanding and of the functioning of the ecosystem on the drift basin area. This will be supported through the first, consolidating the Green Basin transboundary institutional policy and legal frameworks. Also, implementation of strategic action plan action addressing priority transboundary issue of concern, and as well as develop mechanism for ensuring participation, gender consideration, monitoring progress, and etc. The primary aims is to consolidation of the institutional capacity of the riparians and the provision of the knowledge necessary for decision-making at the riparian level and on transboundary level. The bulk of the efforts will be on producing and submitting for adopting of Green Core Group 2 knowledge management tools necessary for managing the basins. First, update the TDA on the Green Basin for its source to sea, the Adriatic Sea, incorporating a definition of hydrological and hydrogeological condition, including interaction with the shallow marine environment and consideration of the future climatic scenario, opportunity to manage a marine environment. And the second, to design a multi-purpose transboundary monitoring programs. An updated Green Basin hydrological map, including the water bodies according to the VFD, Water Framework Directive, and the hydrogeological map, including transboundary aquifers, will focus on increasing accuracy on the water balance prepared through the first fundamental project. The work will be assisted in increasing the accuracy of another output of the basic project regarding the stress of the water resource under the different socioeconomic development scenario. A design of multi-purpose transboundary monitoring programs will be focused on the surface water, groundwater, sediment loads, water living resource, biota, and etc. Based on assessment of the monitoring capacity, gaps, and needs will be based on assessment first, existing monitoring program and capacity at the riparian level, and second, required needs and procedure for the riparian to perform monitoring in the Green Basin at the transboundary level in accordance with the European directives and strategic guidelines from the Water Convention. The assessment is expected to be focused on the following aspects: monitoring sites and parameters, including parameters to be monitored for the accidental pollution, also the frequency of the monitoring, methodology and protocols, equipment, opportunity to share analytical laboratory capabilities from the riparians, training requirements, quality assurance and quality control procedure, financial requirements, etc. The design of the Green Transboundary Monitoring Program will include monitoring station building on riparian level network, possibly monitoring guidelines and standards for implementation monitoring protocols will be agreed upon the responsible institution in the riparian country. The agreed design of the DREN transboundary monitoring program will be submitted for adopting to the DREN core group. Aiming the increase of accuracy of the monitoring and reduce the cost, the project will be explore opportunity to work with international and riparian level partners how to set up a program to assess level of main pollutants as a means to complete riparian level and transboundary monitoring program using remote sensor, pollution models, machine learning, artificial intelligence. UNS will be implement this output, being responsible for the MSH results of them described in the result framework analyzing and monitoring evaluation plan. An improved information management system to support transboundary basin management will be established. The basic, the first project, has developed an information management system, IMC, in the morning we many times we explain, that includes all data developed accurate during its implementation. The data and information developed accurate through the proposed project will be included in the IMS database. Based on that, that the storage and exchange of the data developed at riparian level or through the joint multi-proposed transboundary monitoring program, it's a precondition for regional level sustainable basin management as well as element of trust to enhance transboundary cooperation is necessary. Also, finally, I would like to confirm that this project will invest on upgrading of existing DREN IMS system, information management system, what we explained like a good case and a good opportunity to implement in another river basin area. Thank you.